to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, it was very surreal. Everything from the news media walking into the courtroom to watching him inter, flanked by security guards and his attorney. And nobody, you know, we had all heard speculation as to what he would look like, and I had been given, you know, since it's been removed for a few days since the trial, I've gotten to reflect on it a little bit more. And, you know, he just, you know, I understand that what he did was awful, and my cousin and all of the other 11 deceased and the injured as well. But this kid looked broken.
Here's Jessica Watts describing what it was like when the shooter was brought into the courtroom this week. Her cousin Jonathan was one of the 12 people killed in the theater in Aurora. The Colorado shooting is the number one item this week on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 27th of July. Let's run down the top 10 hits in talk radio. The folks at talkers.com monitoring talk radio shows and hosts and stations all across the country to come up with this list every week. The death of Sally Ride at number 10. The phone hacking scandal in Britain, number 9. Obamacare, number 8. Chick-fil-A and the gay marriage problems. I'll put that in quotation marks, number 7. White House leaks, number 6. Syria, number 5. Olympics, number 4. Penn State, number 3. Presidential race, number 2. And the Colorado shooting is number 1. Here's host John Carney with Brandon Johansson, who writes for the Aurora Sentinel. They talk about the local community's reaction and the recovery going on.
Obviously, the reaction is a lot of grief and things, but it's sometimes things like this that brings a group of people together. What have you personally experienced being a member of the Aurora community?
Yeah, I think we're definitely seeing that. Aurora's a bigger city, I think, than people realize. It's about 325,000 people right now, an incredibly diverse place, but people have really seemed to come together around this. I mean, the growth of the memorial near the theater has been pretty remarkable. I mean, it started with a couple of flowers late Friday afternoon, and it's blossomed into something pretty remarkable at this point. So I think it's definitely having some wide-ranging effects on people here.
Talk about some of the victims and their ties to the communities. Inevitably, you have stories of someone who is linked to somebody else who's tied to another person, who makes for a pretty interesting story. Not that they all don't, but some special things and things that we may not know about outside of Aurora.
Yeah, I mean, they're all kind of pouring in today. Some of our other reporters are focusing on the victim stories right now, but I think every one of them has an interesting story behind them. So, the ages are pretty remarkable. I think the youngest one who passed away was 6 years old only, and the oldest one was 51. So, I think every one of them has a pretty interesting story to tell.
Sure, and with the six-year-old being one of the victims, I think that probably has a lot to do with why he was put in solitary confinement in jail.
Yeah, and I mean, here they do that. They segregate the inmates on a pretty regular basis, actually. I mean, anything that's relatively high profile, that person's going to get segregated. If they think that person's a threat to themselves or others, they're going to get segregated. So I'm not sure, even if there wasn't a child involved, he in all likelihood would have been segregated just because of the high profile nature of the case.
So what kind of things do you usually cover, and what part of this particular case are you responsible for?
I generally cover crime, basically, here in Aurora, the cops and courts beat. And so I've been on this one trying to follow the court side of it. I was in the courtroom when he came in. I'm sure we'll be following that more and more as it works its way through the courts, which is going to be a pretty long process, I think.
Coming up next, more on the aftermath of the tragedy in Colorado here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house.
house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy Uniform Event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Weekend Review in Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. We are moving through, starting at number one, the top 10 radio topics of the week. The shooting in Colorado, number one on this week's countdown. Host Keith Larson talking about three of the hospitals in Colorado picking up expenses for the victims.
No medical bills for some Colorado shooting victims. It's from the Associated Press. Some of the victims fighting for their lives after being wounded in the movie theater shooting rampage may face another challenge when they get out of the hospital, enormous medical bills without the benefit of health insurance. Members of the public, along with Warner Brothers, the studio that released the Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, have contributed nearly $2 million to help victims, though it's not clear how much of that will cover medical expenses. One family is raising money on its own online. Okay, well, now so far in this story, yes, look, if you do not have health insurance and you're caught in this horrible thing, and possibly, I mean, after a shooting or what went on there, there could be some serious medical costs, for sure. Okay. And the movie studios and the public contributing to a fund to help, you know, moved by whatever they're moved by, Warner Brothers as a business, whatever they're moved by, people as individuals to contribute to a fund, whatever they're moved by, that's all fine. That's all fine. And then there's this. And three of the five hospitals treating victims said Wednesday they will limit or completely wipe out their medical bills. Three of the five hospitals treating victims said Wednesday they will limit or completely wipe out medical bills. Now, am I, like, being taken over by the spirit of Ebenezer? And look, if hospitals like Warner Brothers, like people, like the public, I mean, if they want to help, they can help. They're free to help. I'm not. But the hospitals are going to limit or completely wipe out medical bills. The hospitals are going to waive costs? They will have no medical bills. Some costs. Children's Hospital Colorado announced it would use donations and its charity care fund to cover the medical expenses of the uninsured. For those who have insurance, the hospital says it will waive copay. Okay, I mean, again, fine if they want to. And I understand. What a horrible... Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. This is a horrible thing, but do these hospitals waive copays and just erase hospital bills for anybody who has a horrible thing happen to them?
You mean like if you're walking down the street in Aurora, Colorado, and somebody comes up behind you and, you know, shoots you?
Yeah.
And leaves you laying bleeding on the street?
Just anything at all, do they? Anything at all?
Or a...
I don't know, a vehicle thing or an accident thing or a... I mean, I don't know what, but just an anything. Do they do that? Why this one?
Is it the number? I mean, and
why
and
these
what,
people?
What then becomes the number?
Well, but the number, I mean, any individual person is just their own individual number. And
right.
And the fact that a person was one of how many are we saying now were injured? 58?
Something like that. Yeah,
okay. The fact that you're one of 58, a big number, wounded in a horrible and visible incident, tragedy, how does that make you more worthy of having your medical bills waived than any other struggling person?
Victim of a tragedy.
Any other victim of a tragedy.
Here's host Mike Rosen, his thinking about whether the movie theater in Aurora, which has been closed since last week's shooting, should probably not ever be reopened.
The Century 16 movie theater at the Aurora Mall, where the mass murders took place at the hands of James Holmes. There's been some discussion about whether or not this movie theater owned by Cinemark, a national chain, whether it ought to be reopened or closed permanently. If you were asked, what advice would you give Cinemark and the people who run this Century 16 movie theater? Would you advise them to wait some interval and then reopen it? Or to shut down the operation permanently? Raise the movie theater, that is, knock it down, so that something else could be built on that site if this Century 16 theater is going to be permanently stigmatized. People will see this theater and always think about the murders. As a consequence, this theater would not be able to attract very many customers. That's one possibility. Another is that the theater can reopen at some point, but perhaps have something outside the theater memorializing the people who were killed and the people who were wounded there. If they went that route as a show of respect and remembrance, it would also reinforce in people's minds every time they went to the theater that this was the site of James Holmes' murder spree. Some interesting dimensions to this. From the standpoint of public relations, do you think Cinemark, the company that owns the theaters, thinks it would be in bad taste to reopen the theater? On the other hand, people are employed at that movie theater. Right now, those people are out of work. Some of the people who are employed are kids who work there part-time, students. Other people, the managers and others, are doing that for a full-time job. This is a large shopping center. It's a hub. Another consideration is that reading earlier about Cinemark and some of its corporate policies, it likes to build a movie theater and a shopping center when there are no other major theaters within a five-mile radius. If that's the case and there are no other major theaters within a five-mile radius, then this is also no longer serving the public. At some point, we'll want to return to some degree of normalcy and be able to benefit from the convenience of this movie theater.
Coming up, presidential race at number 2, Penn State number 3. We'll get to them right after these words on the countdown.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits in talk radio for this week. Up to number 2 in the countdown, the presidential race. Here's Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker appearing on Morning Joe, where he had some criticism for Mitt Romney and the way that he's running his campaign.
It's a remarkable achievement out there. And we were talking about earlier about the state of the Republican Party. And, you know, as a conservative, as a Republican, you'd much rather defend on a policy ground what he's doing as opposed to the crazy statements of Newt Gingrich or Michelle Bachmann and all of that stuff. It's a remarkable achievement. Look at a state like California. $700-800 billion in unfunded pension liabilities. It's a huge crisis in the country, one of the few governors in the country to take it on and to succeed, and this is what Republicans should be talking about.
Republicans should be fighting on.
Well, that's an interesting statement.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because what we found is the last month or so, a lot of the voters that would come to me would say, you know, I voted for your opponent 2 years ago, or I'm a Democrat, and I'm voting for you. And one of the biggest reasons that we got those independent swing voters was people said, we appreciate somebody willing to take a chance at sticking their neck out to do something. And I think, obviously, that's something we could use more at the national level as well.
Does that frustrate you that Mitt Romney still hasn't found his voice and is not sticking his neck out?
Well, I certainly hope when they get to the convention that that'll be kind of the new splash out there, because I think he's got the capacity to. I mean, look at his background in business at the Olympics as a governor.
Yeah.
I mean, I think of the Big Dig. A lot of times they talk about health care, but the Big Dig, that's a good example where he came in, rolled up the sleeves and said, I'm taking control. I'd like to see him do that.
Yeah, he's not doing that right now in the campaign.
So, Governor...
No, I don't think he is. I mean, yeah. I think there's a lot of caution. I think the mistake that they've made is this feeling like it can just be a referendum on the president. And certainly a part of it for any incumbent's got to be a referendum on do you like or dislike not just the president, but his policies. And on the policies, the economy's failing. But there's got to be something more than that. People won't just vote somebody out. They want to vote somebody in.
Right.
The two have to go hand in hand. He's still going to make the case, which I think he can do at the convention.
The aftermath of the sanctions and fines announced this week against Penn State, number 3 in the countdown, here's host Dave Logan with a caller. They talk about the punishment handed down by the NCAA.
Joe in Centennial.
Hey, this is the thing I'm looking at. If you do something wrong, you get penalized in the future for it. Like if I rob a bank, you know, for the next 5 years, I have to go to jail or however many years. You know? You don't penalize people in the past, so by you know, reducing, you know, wiping out these scores and wiping out all the stats, to me, that's just a feel-good thing. You're not really accomplishing anything because, you know, the people who, you know, the guy that ran those 3,000 yards or made so many passes or made so many tackles, I mean, everybody knows he did it, you know, so even if you wipe it out on a piece of paper, so what? It doesn't really do anything. What I think they ought to do is, you know, you have to look at the college. If you want to punish the college for doing the cover-up, then you say, all right, this is what we do. You pay the fine. For the next 4 years, you don't have a football team, period. You know? And that means all the students get to go someplace else without any penalties as far as, you know, the football players. And then anybody who used to work on the football team that wasn't involved in everything, the staff, trainers, whatever, you have to go find someplace else to work because there's no team for you anymore to work on. And when you get to reconstitute your team after those 4 years, nobody who used to work on that team in the past can ever come back and work on it. You've got a brand new team, brand new players, brand new everything from scratch, you know. And so those 4 years, the school doesn't get any of the revenues from the tickets, from the concessions, from selling the foam fingers or whatever. That's how you punish. You know, you punish in the future. And also, if you have someone who wants to play on Penn State right now, like some of you guys were saying, that, well, I don't know if I want my kid to play with all the stuff that's going on right now. But after 4 years of not playing at all, and you've got a brand new team, a brand new coaching staff, a whole brand new football team completely, you know, part of that stigma has gone away so that the players who are going to play then, they're like, well, this is the new team. All that stuff happened before. That was the old team. That team is gone. We're the new team. So that's, I think that's what they should have done.
All right, your turn. Actually, you can talk about any of the items in the top 10. 800-510-8255 as the rest of the countdown is coming up here.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each.
Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. Foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moving along now with our Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. We have gone through numbers 1 through 3 in detail in this hour. And now we're up to number 4, the Olympics in London. The conversation about that, sports talk radio, big on it. And then the general interest from the people who aren't interested necessarily in sports, but they like some of the drama and the side stories of the Summer Olympics. Here's host Rick Daniels with Jane Foy. They talk with Vicky Barker of CBS about the security situation in London.
Vicky, what's it like on the security front? I mean, are there visible armed people everywhere?
Yeah, like warships on the Thames. That sounds like
warships
a movie.
On the Thames, a huge helicopter, a ship that can be a base for helicopters on the Thames. And also, yes, security. I mean, I went to the main press center a couple of days ago, and most of the people manning those security checkpoints are soldiers in fatigues. You know, some of these people, the last place, you know, they picked up their gun was Afghanistan, and they've been brought in at the last minute when it became clear that the private contractor was not going to be able to supply the 30,000 security staff it had been contracted to supply.
Well, I mean, we laugh about the grumbling and the complaining, but seriously, the way the world is these days, the security in Britain would have to be over the top.
Yeah, no, it absolutely has to be. I mean, nobody is. I mean, we're looking at a pretty horrific anniversary of, you know, the Black September attacks, the terror attack that disrupted the 1972 Olympics
right.
In Munich. London, of course, the target of the July 7 bombings in 2005. Everybody is taking this very, very seriously. And, you know, yes, of course, protests from the inhabitants of this one apartment building who didn't want to see surface-to-air missiles on the roof of their building. But, you know, I think most Londoners understand that, you know, you cannot be too careful in a situation like this. This is such an emotive event which makes it a very, very juicy target for somebody who wants to get global publicity for their cause.
800-510-8255 if you want to ring in with a quick call or comment about the things that we're going through here on the countdown, or you can send me an email, doug@dougsteffen.com. Number 5 this week on the countdown, moving up toward number 10, what's going on in Syria, bloodbath, apparently. A lot of discussion here about whether we ought to get in. There's a lot of fighting in the largest city in Syria. Been 6 days, 6-7 days. Government forces have been attacking rebels with helicopters and fighter jets, as well as bombarding several neighborhoods with heavy artillery. Can you imagine what's going on there? Why in the world This guy, Assad, is still there, is a question. A couple of radio programs with their callers weighing in on whether they think it's time for us in the U.S. to get involved.
I had the same opinion when we got involved in Libya. And, you know, today there's a story in the front page of the New York Times, which I read most of, 10 allies joining the U.S. to move to expel Syria diplomats. And, you know, it seems right now maybe diplomacy is the best way to do it. We'll see how far they dig their heels in over there in Syria. The people, you know, are doing this to their own people, whoever they are. You know, it's really hard to pinpoint who's responsible here. I'm sure there's a lot more than a dozen people responsible, you know. So anyway, you know, I just don't think that it's our role right now when all these other countries are involved, too. I mean, like in Libya, here's why I draw comparisons, because in Libya, it's pretty much the same thing was kind of happening, except for, you know, Gaddafi was an admitted terrorist. You know, he admitted hiring that guy who was in the Scottish jail, who planted the bomb on the plane, and then they let the guy out of jail, and then he dies, and, you know, we don't know what happened to Gaddafi, but I think it might be a little different in Syria, but not much.
I just went to the veterans part of the cemetery to put flowers in my husband's grave. No more intervention in the Middle East for the United States. We don't need to lose any more American lives. Not for this type of a situation. My God, it's so terrible. These young people come back from the wars today in the Middle East. Their wounds are so horrific. Loss of limbs, loss of everything. It is not worth it to the United States. We have too much that we need to do in this country to get back on our feet again.
Yeah, you agree with that? 800-510-8255. Some of your calls we take live on the air as they come in. Some of them we record to use later on the program. Some of them come from programs that we monitor with the folks at talkers.com. Up to number six now, moving toward the top of the pile, the leaks in the White House. More discussion about this and the president, his staff leaking things that make him look good. Here's host John Howell with Rebecca Kaplan about the Romney campaign turning up the heat on the Obama leaks coming out of the White House.
I'm surprised that he had not hammered the president harder sooner on the White House leaks. What do you think happened inside the Romney campaign where they decided to push the accelerator down this week?
Well, Romney has sort of struggled to find a good foreign policy message where he can challenge Obama, because the reality is that the president has received fairly good remarks for his handling of foreign policy from a lot of experts around the country. So there had been some sort of minor disagreements over the way to approach the timetable for withdrawal from Afghanistan. You know, there has been the Syria situation, but Romney has really struggled to kind of hammer on something that could be really damaging. And this, the leaks coming out of the White House purportedly gave them an opportunity to go after something that he could say the president is doing that really puts troops in harm's way. So this was the thread they picked up in the VFW speech on Tuesday. And really, it was probably one of the most strident attacks we've heard from the governor against the president in recent campaigning.
You know, unlike Fast and Furious, which I think is really difficult for the American people to connect the dots on, as far as the conspiratorial aspect to that, this is relatively simple. If somebody inside the White House to prop up Barack Obama for re-election purposes, and I think this is demonstrated in the book and is probably Tom Donilon, has decided to release what most Americans would consider to be very sensitive details about ongoing operations, that is very cogent to Americans, and they go, yeah, that's not right. It doesn't matter if you're a partisan Republican, a partisan Democrat, or somewhere in the middle. People don't like leaks and never have.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, there's also this question of balancing, you know, the American people's right to know about what's going on with our foreign policy with sort of these secrets by the administration. And that's, you know, that's the line that they're going to have to walk and see if this is what is actually going on with these leaks. And, you know, it's still one of the criticisms that Romney was giving is that, you know, President Obama is responsible top down for these leaks coming out of his White House, and he made this a very personal accusation against the president, and that hasn't necessarily resonated that well with some on the Hill. You had Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California, who Romney was quoting, and she said that, you know, it's clear that some of these leaks probably did come out of the Obama administration. She herself did not hold the president personally responsible, and when Romney used part of her words about the leaks coming out of the administration, she actually became very offended. Her office released a statement. She was disappointed that her words were being used and reiterated that she did not believe the president himself leaked any classified information.
800-510-8255. You get a little cynical with some of that stuff. I guess we'll leave it as stated and as put there. 800-510-8255. We are listening to a weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio, same as the music-formatted stations and music-formatted weekend shows that go through the top 10 songs in any format, or top 20, top 30, top 40. This is all about conversation on the radio, the political news talk radio stations. And number 7 is the Chick-fil-A gay marriage thing, which we'll get to in just a moment. Stand by on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-260-5460. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-260-5460. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get...
Sort of the person-to-person approach here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Me to you, we're going through the list of the top 10 items, and here at number 7, the gay rights group in Illinois has announced, gay rights group in Illinois, planning a kiss-in at a Chick-fil-A, actually a number of them across the state next week. Equality Illinois asking gay and lesbian couples to go to their local Chick-fil-A restaurant to protest CEO Dan Cathy's anti-gay marriage stance. The kiss-in is just one of several public protests against his comments. The mayors of Chicago and Boston have said they would block Chick-fil-A's plans to build restaurants in their cities because of the points of view that they have. Meanwhile, Rick Santorum's calling for a Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day on August 1st. All right, so is this much ado about nothing or not? Here are the ladies on The View discussing the three cities, because there's another one besides Boston. I'm not sure which one it is. They'll tell us which one. Is this appropriate to block a business from doing business because of their stance on some public issue?
Three cities are trying to block fast food chain Chick-fil-A from opening up in their towns because of the chain's executives' vocal stance against gay marriage. And so Chicago has said, no, we don't think that that's a good place for you to come in and open. And several places have said, no. What do you think of that?
Well, they donated, Chick-fil-A has, I found out, has donated $1.7 million to anti-gay groups. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason that the gay groups are upset.
But it's not just the gay groups, because I understand. Look, and let me preface this before I get a million emails. I support gay marriage, so let's start there. Second, I don't understand why public officials, whose main job is to make sure that the Constitution is enforced and upheld, why they are taking a private matter, which as citizens, if you don't like something, you don't like what the owner of the shop across the street stands for, you don't have to buy anything there. Mm-hmm. I would suggest you don't, because they're probably going to donate the money from their proceeds, right, and profits to
anti-gay groups.
Sure, to whatever it is. And maybe on the other side, and you don't agree with them, right? So I don't believe that public officials should be banning companies based on the owner's personal opinions. And why aren't the intelligent questions being asked? Has Chick-fil-A fired someone because they're gay? Have they not hired someone because they're gay?
Let me pose this. If this were happening to any group, because when I was young, I almost pointed at you, but I'm older than you. But when I was younger, there were still places where we couldn't go eat, you know, and people stood up and said, you know what? People should be able to have the life that they choose to live. This is America.
But
right?
if you're not allowed to go there,
no, they don't ban gay people from coming there.
You'll let me finish.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
That's okay.
I just didn't know if it was the same thing.
All right, so anyway, the back and forth continues with hosts Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes talking about the way both sides have blown this thing way out of proportion.
Here's the problem I have with what's going on with the Chick-fil-A, I'll call it fake outrage. It is being co-opted. It is being hijacked by people with their own axes to grind, their own power grab, their own money-raising efforts, who are projecting their personal beliefs on a fast food restaurant. Because that's all it is. It's a place that sells chicken nuggets, and sweet tea. Oh, and waffle fries.
Simple.
Don't leave the waffle fries.
God.
They
love
are
the waffle
good.
Fries.
So not going to lie.
I'm getting hungry.
No. Good trip.
I'm really getting a little bit bothered by it. And I know that I shouldn't, and I should be calm about it. But maybe this is me. Okay? The whole thing started because the CEO of Chick-fil-A, the son of the founder, on a religious radio station said that, and I believe he's a Baptist, grew up Baptist as his religion, said that he believes in traditional marriage between a man and a woman because that's what the Bible taught him. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said. He was asked what he believed marriage was, and he said it. He did not say, because I see people writing things, and they obviously don't know the story. He did not say, Chick-fil-A hates gay people. That never came out of his mouth. He did not say Chick-fil-A will not hire a gay person or someone who's married in a non-traditional marriage. Didn't say that. He didn't say they will not serve gay people delicious chicken sandwiches. That never came out of his mouth. He was asked his personal opinion, and he gave it. That's the end of the story. Everybody then took it and took their own story and projected it onto this fast food restaurant.
All right. So, I think the fake outrage comments are the best ones. By the way, the head of the Domino's pizza chain, he's the same way, has the same attitude, and is pretty outspoken about it. So, let's protest Domino's. Where do we shut them down? 51 past the hour.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The connection here is 800-510-8255. We're connected to the hot hits and the people on the list this week. And they're always the top 10 stories and the people. Joe Paterno was at number 10. The Jackson family's at 9. Rahm Emanuel at 8. Hillary Clinton at 7. Joe Biden at 6. John Boehner at 5. Michael Bloomberg at 4. James Holmes at number 3. Mitt Romney is 2. And Barack Obama number 1. Speaking of Barack Obama, number 8 on the item list this week is continuing discussion about Obamacare and the hidden taxes in the health care plan. I think we've heard this story so many times. You'll pardon me if I move on to number 9 with you so you can hear maybe some new information. This is actually a fairly new story this week, pretty interesting. The phone hacking scandal in England. Here's host Nicole Sandler talking to correspondent Martin Hickman about charges finally being filed against several people over there, including one person high up in the Murdoch organization.
There is a lot of news about, Rupert Murdoch, a lot of breaking news. And the latest would be the indictments, if I don't know if you use the same legal terminology over there as you do here, but basically Rebecca Brooks, who was really Rupert Murdoch's second in command, and Andy Coulson, who went on to work for the prime minister after he was, I guess, complicit in the hacking into phones of private citizens over there. These guys are going to be prosecuted on criminal charges, aren't they?
That's right. It's an extraordinary moment in Britain this week. We've had this long-running police inquiry, and finally, this week, we found out that most of Rupert Murdoch's senior lieutenants in Britain in his newspaper empire were to be charged with criminal offences of hacking the phones of a whole load of stars. I mean, there are actually 600 victims, more than 600 victims, and they include some of his best-known editors over here. So this is a really big landmark moment in the UK.
Now, in addition to the fact that these two and others will be prosecuted, Rupert Murdoch is stepped down from the board of what, the actual News Corp or the newspaper division of News Corp? Or can you explain exactly what's going on here?
Yeah, what he's done this last fortnight is to step down, to resign from his directorships of the companies which own the British newspapers. So one's called NI Group Limited, another one's called Times Newspapers. But the key point is, this is a sign of his withdrawal from the UK, and he's been coming out with some quite anti-English rhetoric over the past few weeks. You know, he's saying Britain's not a country that rewards innovation, it's run by toffs, people don't appreciate visionaries like him. But, I mean, of course, the reality is he's been caught cheating and he's almost been run out of the country.
All right. So there you go. More negative on Rupert Murdoch. The death of Sally Ride is number 10 this week. Here are host Steve McIntosh and Ted Woodward talking to Vic Ratner from ABC.
I understand that you actually have covered the space for ABC for a long, long time now, right?
I was there for that Sally Ride liftoff. Sally Ride later said going into space was the most fun she would ever have in her life. And this from a young woman who got a PhD in physics from Stanford before she became an astronaut, Steve.
And not only was she the first woman in space, was she not the youngest American woman in American
That's
in space?
Right. 32 years old, she was the youngest astronaut. You know, it's hard to remember that for 20 years after John Glenn first rocketed into orbit, there were no women astronauts. Women had applied to become astronauts from early days, but they were turned down by NASA. It wasn't until Sally Ride, 20 years later, became the first woman to go, American woman to go into space.
Of course, the first astronauts were basically fighter pilots and test pilots, and yet they didn't really need to do much piloting on those first few capsules, did they?
That's right. And when you talk to new women astronauts now, they'll tell you Sally Ride was their guide, their mentor, the person who told many of them what they had to do, where they had to go to school, and what subjects to take to learn to become an astronaut to get the qualifications.
I did not know Sally Ride was sick, but apparently she had a long battle with cancer, didn't she?
And very few people knew besides her close family. In fact, Sally Ride hated the publicity spotlight. After she left NASA, she turned down offers of publicity. She became a professor at the University of California, started a science program for young women, and told NASA, you know those T-shirts that said Ride, Sally Ride? Cut them out. No more.
All right, so there's the sad story of the passing of Sally Ride. So that's number 10 this week on the countdown. A lot of great information and a lot of great participation. Thank you. I salute all of you who are interested in the world of talk radio. This is the weekly talk radio review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.